AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Veterans Day, President Biden was away from home at the COP27 climate summit in Egypt.
America's veterans and their families, survivors and caregivers, are the very spine and soul of the United States.
With the president out of town, Vice President Kamala Harris laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. Her message to those in the military:
every day, through your life's work and your example, you make America stronger.
First Lady Jill Biden hosted a Veterans Day breakfast at the White House and announced new support for children who live with wounded service members and veterans. At the climate summit in Egypt, President Biden urged countries to double down on tackling climate change.
As the world's largest customer, with more than $650 billion in spending last year, the United States government is putting our money where our mouth is to strengthen accountability for climate risk and resilience.
The president says these clean energy initiatives will change the paradigm for the U.S. and the rest of the world. The Tennessee Valley Authority has proposed building a $216 million solar farm project in Kentucky atop a Cap coal ash storage pit at one of its coal-fired power plants. Sources tell the AP a top border official has been asked to resign because of the surging number of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Russia relinquished its final foothold in a major city in southern Ukraine, Kherson, clearing the way for victorious Ukrainian forces to reclaim the country's only Russian-held provincial capital that could act as a springboard for further advances into occupied territory. Days after his team won the World Series, the Houston Astros announced general manager James Click is leaving. Manager Dusty Baker had announced earlier he was returning next season. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is lower. This is AP News. A judge in Scotland says a man fighting extradition to the U.S. for the past year is Nicholas Rossi, accused of faking his own death to avoid rape charges.
The suspect was arrested in December 2021 at a Glasgow hospital where he was being treated for COVID-19. He denies being Rossi and says he's an Irish orphan named Arthur Knight. After seeing evidence, including fingerprints and tattoos, a judge has told Edinburgh Sheriff Court he was satisfied that Mr. Knight is indeed Nicholas Rossi. US authorities say Rossi had been charged in connection with a 2008 rape in Utah. A full extradition hearing is likely to be held next year. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Tens of thousands in Warsaw marched peacefully in a yearly Independence Day march organized by Polish national groups that included some anti-Ukrainian and anti-European Union slogans. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.